today on The Word of Truth Revealed.
Women didn't go to the law and say, we need to make sure we stop men from abusing us. Other men say we're not going to do it. And you got to get this in your mind, because men can rally up women in storming cages around the world because they're stronger. But God put something in that man's heart to say, let me tell you something. You got to show some temperance. You may make the money, but you got to share it. And you may have the strength, but you got to share it. And you may be able to do it all, but you got to share it. Don't get it twisted. In America, we got liberties. Around the world, you can't do that.
Celebrating 30 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Lay Aside Every Weight. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 through 2.
Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, out of the New King James Version of the Bible. And the word of the Lord reads like this, therefore we also, since we are surrounded by so great cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside, say lay aside.
Lay aside.
Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us. And let us run the race, run with endurance the race that is set before us. Look at verse 2, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher or perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. I want you to draw your attention to verse 2, looking unto Jesus, the author and the perfecter or finisher of our faith. Look again at part B of verse 1, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily, look at the word, ensnare us. Whether you know it or not, there is an entanglement, an ensnaring of the enemy when we engage in things that God prohibits. Can the church say amen? I'm talking to you today from a series entitled Divine Encounters. And there's somebody under the sound of my voice that needs to be rescued from weight. Weight on your shoulder, on your mind, on your heart. So today's message is entitled, Lay Aside Every Weight. Lay aside every weight. Repeat after me, I need to lay aside
every weight.
Glory to God. And wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. And he shall renew your strength. So wait, I say, on the Lord. And as you wait on the Lord, he will relieve your weight. Glory to God. I've got this message on the inside. And somebody's going to leave out of here lighter. Oh my God. Somebody's about to offload some pressure. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't get it twisted. It says lay aside every weight and the sin. I'm coming back with that later. But today I need to deal with the weight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father, thank you for this moment in time. And for the exact and the precision, the exactness and the precision of your spirit that gives us a word for the times, the things that we're dealing with, the worries and the anxieties, the pressure, even internal pressures. Help me to articulate clearly to your people what the Spirit is saying to the church now. Revealer of truth, Spirit of truth revealed, speak to your people. Use these lips of clay as an oracle. For where there is no revealer of truth, where there is no oracle, where there is no man or woman unveiling truth, the people cast off restraint. So, Father, thank you for the balance and thank you for the rescue package that comes with this message. And I pray now for clarity of thought and mind. I give you praise that our church is going to higher ground. Your people, hallelujah, your people need you right now. So snatch us, relieve us, help us, and we will give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, church, let's give him praise.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God in the highest. Our confession of faith should be up in a moment, and we will release it over the word of God. Hallelujah. Walk with me. This is my Bible. It is the word of God. It is God speaking to me, producing life in those who will hear. I can do what it says I can do. I am all it says that I am. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I choose to agree with the word of God, and I choose to disagree with any thought, condition, or circumstance contrary to the written or the spoken word of God. Through the word of God, which abides in my spirit, my mind is renewed, my heart is receptive. I can't quit. There's too much life in me. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. I must have had some weight on me last night. Pastor Sabrina hit the alarm, and then she, I guess, put it on snooze. Next thing I know, it was almost church time. So I was rushing, trying to get myself together, because she's the alarm clock on Sunday morning. But she must have hit the snooze button. I must have had weight on my shoulder. And many of us don't understand it. But what makes you late is when you carry too much weight. And some of us are late for the blessing. In other words, God is sending it to where you're supposed to be. But you're entangled. And you can't get where you need to be. Even if you're here, you can't get where you need to be because you're late. I would like to ask everybody who's working in ministry, if they can get yourself into this room and get this message and not allow yourself to be out there doing whatever in ministry when you should be on the inside, so you won't be late for what God has for you. He wants to offload the weight so you'll be on time. Amen. He's about to synchronize your calendar with his blessings. I'm talking about divine encounters. And you don't want to be late because you have too much weight for your blessing. So carry an extra emotional weight. Carrying extra physical weight, carrying actual soul weight. Things like unresolved trauma, things like guilt, things like problems, carrying problems, guilt, unresolved trauma is extra emotional weight. And some of us are too extra right now. We're extra. We wonder why we're agitated real easy, why we don't feel good, why we get mad real quick, why we're intolerable. It's because, I believe, we're carrying too much weight. Scripture is clear. We must lay aside every weight. You got a cloud of witnesses ahead of above you. You got people who've died and you're still here. They have been extracted out of this realm and they're not a part of a cloud. They're looking at us, rooting us on. And if you want to get to that cloud one day, we're all going to have to transition. The scripture is saying you got to lay aside things now, so when he pulls you up, you'll have no weight holding you in the earth. You'll be able to rise. No gravity pull will hold you down. Lay aside the weight now. When it's time to elevate or to activate, you won't be sluggish in movements. Some of us can't do what God wants us to do because we're sluggish in this realm. We're not sprightly in our movement. There is no vivacious step. There is no movement toward the things of God because we're worried about things that we can't change or things we can change. There are things we can change, but we won't because the weight is heavy and we haven't dealt with the extra emotional weight that is on our shoulders, like unresolved trauma or guilt from previous mistakes. Even other problems that's outside of your spiritual growth and development, like problems on the job. Let me just say this. Nobody should go to work for affirmation. Let me say it again. This is going to correct a lot of weight on you. Nobody should go to work awaiting for these people who mostly are heathens to affirm you, to tell you how wonderful you are and how beautiful you are and you're doing a good job. You don't go to work for affirmation. You go to work for the money. Yes. Touch your neighbor and say, it's time to get the bag. You don't go to work for these people to clap and tell you how wonderful you are. You come to church for your bishop and for preachers and for your parents and for your family to tell you how wonderful you are. For the word to tell you how wonderful you are. For God to tell you how wonderful you are. Don't look for people outside of the kingdom to recognize your greatness. Even if they promote you, they can promote you to demote you. I've seen leaders elevate a person and say, we're going to hang the problem on their neck and let them go after a while. Yeah. Listen, there are problems in the corporation. So what we're going to do is elevate you, put you there, and then hang the problem on your neck and make sure we blame you as we let you go. And the real culprit is the puppet master setting things up. And all you looking at is these people have elevated, but you got to understand they're not your friends. You don't go to work for friendship. You go to work to get the bag and you do everything you can to get the bag and you come to God for affirmation. Because they will promote you to demote you. God wants us to create a sense of significance, mental significance and physical significance and physical burdens and mental burdens can offset God's plan. I'm a thinker. How many thinkers do I have in here? I'm a thinker. Before I move, I think. A lot of people think I move slow, and I do. I don't make decisions quick because I think before I move. This is why the chief executive of the United States, which is one of the most powerful nations on the face of the earth, cannot move based on transaction. You with me, then you with me. You against me, then you against me. That's myopic in thinking. You got to think things through before you make movements. Some of people think that's strength because you can take bombs and blow up people. But diplomacy is strength. Control strength. And I want the church to understand the fruit of the Spirit. One of them is temperance. That means you got the power to crush the egg, but you hold it anyway when you're frustrated. You're frustrated and you still don't crush the egg when you have the power to crush it. You hold it in your hand. The dog, you just stepped in dog poop. You're holding a baby. They're calling you saying you didn't pay any bills. People are talking about you in the neighborhood and you still don't crush it. Thank you, Lord. And if you're going to run with God's people, you got to ask God to give you some temperance. And you don't go off just because you can go off. And you don't say things to people just because you feel some kind of way. You got to look for timing. It's not about transaction. Actually, sometime God will have us to wash our enemy's feet. I'm preaching better than you saying amen. All this stuff, what you can't handle, what you can't do. You're not growing in God. I just taught on growth markers. And one of them is, how do you have temperance? How well developed is your temperance? Glory to God. We got a little baby in our house, man. I can't throw him against the wall because I'm frustrated. Glory to God. They'll take me to jail, throw me under the jail. Good. Because we need men need to have that. You don't smack your wife because she said something. You got the power to put her in a place physically, but you don't move like that. And before y'all say, he better not, let me tell you something. You got to depend on the benevolence of men because you're not physical or strong enough to handle every man. It's the benevolence. God puts something in man to create laws. They're the one that's create the laws that say we can't do these things to you. It wasn't women who did that. Women didn't go to the law and say, we need to make sure we stop men from abusing us. Other men say, we're not going to do it. And you got to get this in your mind. Because men can rally up women in storming cages around the world. Because they're stronger. But God put something in that man's heart to say, let me tell you something. You got to show some temperance. You may make the money, but you got to share it. And you may have the strength, but you got to share it. And you may be able to do it all, but you got to share it. Don't get it twisted. In America, we got liberties. Around the world, you can't do that. Glory to God. Anyway, let me get to the message here. And I want to pull on the benevolence of men. Don't do that. You got to show some temperance. Glory to God. You may be strong. Shaquille O'Neal came to IHOP on Malabar Road. He stopped there for some reason. And when he walked in, man, he had to come up under the door. You know, he had to bow like that. Whoa, this man is huge, man. He could take the door off the hinges. He's the epitome of temperance. He went and sat down in a booth and ordered a meal like everybody else. He took up the whole booth. Man, I'm preaching, man. And he started giving out $100 bills to all of the servants. Temperance. It's not about who can just get things done, go off. It's who can control it. Usually when we go off, it means we're carrying too much what? Wave. Glory to God. I pray if you had power over me, you would show some temperance. This invisible load God wants to relieve. I said it's an invisible load. People can't see it, but I see weight on your shoulders. And the weight transfers off shoulders to roadblocks. The weight on your shoulder starts repositioning itself as a roadblock to stop your movements. It will even block your well-being because dis-ease is an open portal to disease. The more we worry, the more we'll open up to ovarian and prostate. And to breast, and to lung, and to colon, and to pancreatic. I think I said it right. I'm starting to call out some things. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I need a doctor to come and visit our men. Make sure we're healthy this year. A man's health is important. I'm watching the women's ministry and then all month in February. Everybody's wearing red. For what? Heart health, right? Well, we need heart health too. When a doctor came to our men's conference and said, if you have heart pain, if you get to me within an hour, I believe I can help you. You wait beyond an hour, you decrease your ability to be saved through medications dramatically. But if I can get you within an hour, you can get to me within an hour, we have the technology to extend your days. I would encourage you. I know you believe in the Lord, and I know God is good, but your faith may not be at that level. You don't even pray anyway. So, like Fred Sanford,
I need to get, since I ain't talked to God in 5 years, let me get to the doctor.
Get to the doctor so I can come and pray with you and help you with your faith. I want you to live a longer time. And these roadblocks and extra weight hinder our well-being. It even leads to burnout. People are quitting. I'm done. I'm quitting this ministry. I'm quitting that ministry. Why? I just don't feel it no more. No, it's burnout. And I'm telling you, it's because you're carrying invisible weight, invisible to the naked eye. Most of us have not tasted desperate at truth revealed. Let me say it on this side. Most of us have not tasted desperate at this ministry. In other words, it's so hard that we can't handle it. Most of us, if you come to me and tell me what you couldn't stop yourself, I'm telling you something is going on wrong with you. Because there is no major pressure here on the ministry. I ask all ministry leaders to make sure that you stay with about 3 different ministries so you don't burn out. I ask our people to come in and get a midweek message as well as a Sunday morning message so you don't burn out. I make sure that we have a fail-safe ministry. In other words, the leader doesn't have to do everything. You got to learn how to raise up other leaders, and then you need to pass on or delegate without abdicating your responsibility so you can balance it all out. Nobody should be burnt out at Truth Reveal. And if you're experiencing burnout to where you got to quit, I'm telling you, you got something going on in your life that you need to release or let go. I'm a shepherd here. I've been a part of the church almost all of my life. I know burnout, and God has given us a template here. So if you just follow the template and get with God and do your daily devotion, stay out of bar rooms, do what you got to do. Let the Cavassier go. Let the Patron go. Let the marijuana go. The Kush feeling's amazing. I got a voicemail on my phone. I'm feeling X-rated. You got to get this stuff out of your life so you can start getting back to God and do what he tell you to do. And you'll never experience burnout. You got a modern day prophet up in here. Can somebody say amen? You don't have to go through these things like you do and carry some burden. You don't have to pull a pyramid uphill. You don't have to do all of that and think you got to serve God. Let the weight go so God can do what he needs to do in your life. Glory to God. Isolation is the first stage to total annihilation, assassination and annihilation. So the enemy, when you got weight on you, he'll tell you to back away from God when you should back away from the weight. Yes. Yes. There's some key signs and some impacts, I believe, of carrying extra weight. Extra emotional weight. Is this going to hurt? You got chronic backaches? Well, chronic backaches may mean you have some physical weight that you're carrying that you shouldn't carry. Anybody with chronic headaches? But maybe you're carrying some physical extra weight. Anybody experiencing some tense shoulder pain, stiffness in the shoulder? My first dance that DeCoya taught Megan. Miss Barbette used to have a daycare in her home when Megan was born. So Megan used to go there to the daycare. And DeCoya used to, there was a dance going out where they do their shoulders like this. And next thing you know, my baby was, I said, my God, she used to get up there and take her shoulder. And I said, who taught you that? She said, DeCoya. Got any tension in your shoulders? Any tension in shoulders? Maybe you're carrying some extra weight. What about insomnia? If you're carrying weight and you're tired, shouldn't you be able to sleep? But why aren't you sleeping well? Why can't you sleep all night without waking up 5 times? Maybe you're carrying some extra weight. What about you sleep all night and you still wake up tired? Jack is the amen. Fatigue. The lack of stamina. This is not a criticism. What we're trying to do is show you that God is not just spiritual. And for years at the church around the world, we've only talked about the spirit of man. But God is concerned about all of you. What does that mean? All of you love all of me. John who? Legend. I like the last name. John Legend. All of me wants all of you. Or even your imperfections. But they be singing way above what we live, right? Ain't nobody marrying for imperfection. Nobody's marrying today better and worse, rich and poor, sickness and in health. We all want the better. The rich, the health. But real love isn't tested until you see some problems.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For a replay of today's message, lay aside every weight, visit the media section on the Truth Revealed app or our website at www.truthrevealed.org.
We invite you to join us for a joyous celebration of 31 years of steadfast faith and serving with unwavering devotion. Don't miss this opportunity to celebrate with us on Sunday, March 29th at 8 a.m. and 11 a.m. to experience inspiring services featuring heartfelt reflections on our global impact and the lives transformed over the past three decades. Help us honor this milestone and become a part of our legacy. March is Women History Month, and the 2026 theme, Leading the Change, Women Shaping a Sustainable Future, celebrates the contributions of women who are leading sustainability efforts across environmental, economic, educational, and social justice movements.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.